how wonderful that we get to be a part of this child's life. And for those of us that have been around to see Amber grow up and be a part of the Campbell family's life, it does warm the soul. Thank you. I will remind you that when you leave today, take this bulletin with you. There's the list of names on it, those needing our prayers, those that are needing prayers for healing, those that have lost loved ones and need to feel our arms around them, that we're there for them. So take this with you. Keep it close to where you spend that special time with God each day. And remember these names. If you would, I like to do this every once in a while, pull out your blue hymn books and open it to page 881. This is one of those prayers sometimes that pops into my head if I'm needing it. And I think it's important that we remember those and we say them together periodically. So if you'd bow your heads with me, let's pray together the Apostles' Creed, page 881. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you. Praise God. You didn't know your name was Gary, did you? Stan. Something I failed to lift up, state music contest was this last week, as well as junior high music contest, and we had a plethora, I looked that word up before I came in, a plethora of excellent scoring, lots of ones and twos, and of course at the state level even three is an excellent score. But anyway, all those who were in either junior high music festival or the state music festival, would you stand, please? Come on, guys, stand up. Everybody stand up. There you go. Yeah. Yeah. We have a lot of active youth in this church. So, well, as we begin looking towards our sermon for today, would you turn with me to 2 Kings? 2 Kings. Now, where is 2 Kings? In the Old Testament or the New Testament? Old Testament, that's right. And obviously, what comes before 2 Kings is 1 Kings. Oh, you guys are on today. And right before that is 1 and 2 Samuel. So, and I invite you to turn to that. I am going to refer to a scripture that I don't have up on the screen later on at the beginning of the sermon. So make sure you keep your Bibles handy so you can follow along this morning. 2 Kings chapter 5. We'll begin with verse 1. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1. Once you found that, if you're able, would you please stand with me, close the Bible on your finger, and raise that high above your head as we say our Bible pledge this morning. Let's say it loud and proud, all right? This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me as we read 2 Kings chapter 5, beginning with verse 1.